Good afternoon. Welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, ready to go for another show on this BEA beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Isn't it gorgeous out there? My goodness. A little bit on the windy side, but got to sit on my front porch for a little bit today and just enjoy the temperature so very much out there. And so I hope you're enjoying your day and having a great week so far. Want to say a big thanks to our supporter, which is Waldo Tire and Automotive, for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Got a little story to tell you. My wife drives the one GMC Terrain that we have. We've had nothing but issues with that thing, by the way. But anyway, anyways, she always calls me on her lunch break. She goes to one of the parks in Delaware. She works in Delaware, and she goes to one of the parks and sits there on her lunch break, calls me, and we chit-chat. And so she gets done with her lunch break, and the car wouldn't start. So I had to go down and rescue her. Take her back to work for the remainder part of her shift and then go back and pick her up. And we thought it might be the alternator for the GMC Terrain. So we got it towed back to the house and then got it down to Waldo Tire and said, "Hey, man, can you check this out?" Well, we couldn't get it to jump or anything, but come to find out, it was only the battery. So I got a brand new Interstate battery in there, so I am good to go, I think. So far, so good, it's been starting. So let's hope that we are good to go. But the good folks at Waldo Tire and Automotive will get you back on the road should you have some trouble. Well, you know what I've got for you before we get to trivia? We are giving away a gift card today to the Dollar Tree, by the way. Cute little gift cards. Got a bear on the front. Don't know why they picked a bear, but yes, it's a nice little teddy bear on the front of this Dollar Tree gift card. That's what I'm giving away today at 4:55 this afternoon to the winner of our trivia questions. And I'll give you those trivia questions in a moment. How that works is you just call in, answer one, I'll put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we'll pick a winner. And so we'll just see who the winner's going to be today, see how many calls we get. Last week, we had quite a few calls, so we'll see how we do this week. Okay, 10 facts about apples. Apples are actually part of the rose family, just like pears and plums. There are more than 2,500 varieties of apples grown in the U.S. There are more than 7,500 varieties of apples grown around the world. It takes 2 pounds of apples to make 1 9-inch apple pie. Apples ripen up to 10 times faster when you leave them out than when you refrigerate them. Ever wonder why apples float? It's because 25% of their volume is made up by air. On average, apples contain 4.5 grams of fiber. Apples are grown in all 50 states. Pomology is the science of apple growing. And apples can range in size from as small as a cherry to as big as a grapefruit, as apples are high in vitamin C, A, iron, calcium, and potassium, which are important components in helping to control heart rate and blood pressure. So there's some facts about apples. You might want to go out and get you some. I know my wife and I buy the Gala and the Honeycrisp apples, and we like the Honeycrisp the best. To me, those are the best tasting apples, and I enjoy those. 4:19 the time. We are live on this Wednesday afternoon, November the 4th. Glad you're on board, and get ready to call because I have some trivia questions right here. Again, we're giving away a Dollar Tree gift card, and all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer one of these trivia questions. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win at 4:55 this afternoon. 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. We'll get you live on the air. 740-383-9944. Who painted the ceiling in the Sistine Chapel? Who painted the ceiling in the Sistine Chapel? What is the Loch Ness Monster's nickname? What is the Loch Ness Monster's nickname? What does the E stand for in Chuck E. Cheese? You know the little restaurants that the kids like? What does the E stand for in Chuck E. Cheese?
When you do your drawing, the station will donate a $10 Kroger card.
Okay, when we do our drawing, heard from Terry Tackett, our operations manager, the station's going to donate a Kroger gift card as well.
Hey.
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you, buddy?
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. Yes, sir. He was the one that painted the Sistine Chapel.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Well,
you got your card wrong, right?
What's that?
You got your card wrong.
Yeah.
Your battery. I thought when you mentioned it, it might have been your battery.
Yep, it was my battery. It was causing me the problems.
Yep. Well, I'll get amen on it otherwise.
Yeah, so we got it. We got it all fixed up.
Yep. Supper tonight is country fried steak.
Country fried steak. Well, that sounds good, Bob.
Yep.
Yes, all sir.
You have a good one. Talk to you later.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, that's Bob Austin checking in. And here's the next trivia question we have for you. In which state did the Salem Witch Trials take place? In which state did the Salem Witch Trials take place? What is the name of the tallest building in New York City? Not the Empire State Building. What is the name of the tallest building in New York City? What is the name of the red-headed mermaid in The Little Mermaid, the story? What is the name of the red-headed mermaid in The Little Mermaid? Which ocean trench is known to be the deepest? Which ocean trench is known to be the deepest? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. We'll get you up on the air to answer one of these trivia questions. Get you in for a chance to win a Dollar Tree gift card and $10 card to Kroger's, courtesy of the radio station and operations manager Terry Tackett. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, nickname for Loch Ness Monster, Nessie.
Yes, Nessie is the name. That is correct. I don't know how real it really is, but they talk about it being out there anyways.
Yeah.
Well, how's your day going today?
Going pretty good.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it. Good deal. You're not working too hard?
No, I didn't do anything today.
Okay, got to relax today.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful day, at least here in Marion, to relax. Yeah, how about down there?
It is down here, too.
Oh, that's good. Good. Yep, enjoying this weather while it lasts. Looks like might be into the 70s, maybe by the weekend.
That's what they're saying, maybe.
Yeah, we'll take it. I don't know if they call this Indian summer or not. All right, well, I appreciate the phone call, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that's David Avery right there on our phone lines at 740-383-9944. Looking for you, too, to sign up for a chance to win. Where in the United States is the original Coca-Cola factory located? Where in the United States is the original Coca-Cola factory located? What animal is known for showing off its colorful tail? Which animal is known for showing off its colorful tail? Hi, we're on the air.
Entertainment.
Yes, entertainment is for Chuck E. Cheese. How are you doing today?
All pretty good.
Good, good. Is this Miss April?
Yes, it is.
All righty. Well, hey, I will sign you up for a chance to win this Dollar Tree gift card.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you have a good evening now, all right?
Okay, you too.
Uh-huh. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, 425 is the time right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1. And we're getting the phone calls coming in here and loving it. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good.
Can't be too bad on such a nice day.
No, it's absolutely gorgeous out there.
Yeah, good time I got most of my leaves all raked up, and so it was nice.
Yeah, the down in Waldo, they pick them up for like two more Mondays. So
okay.
If I have any remaining, I can get them to the road, and they'll pick them up for me. Two more Mondays I've got, so I've got a few left.
Yep. When I was a kid, I liked it better when we took them to the street and burned them.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was fun, you know.
Yeah, when I was a kid,
I love the smell of burning leaves.
Yeah, yeah, it's got a unique smell to it. My dad used to burn leaves. He's got a lot of property.
Yeah.
He used to burn leaves on his property, too, and it does. It's got a unique smell to it. And it was fun to watch them burn.
Yep. I think it's the Mariana Trench is the deepest trench in the ocean.
Yes, that is correct. The Mariana Trench. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Well, hey, I appreciate you getting in here and giving us a call today.
Thanks, Nate.
Hey, thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. Okay, one more trivia question for now I'll give you. What is the rarest M&M collar? This one really surprised me because I thought it was probably, yellow? There's a yellow M&M, isn't there? That's what I thought would be the rarest. But what is the rarest M&M collar? And those are the trivia questions I've got for you right now. Get in here and get signed up for a chance to win a Dollar Tree gift card. And then from the radio station, operations manager Terry Tackett's going to throw in a $10 Kroger gift card. And we'll get that to you as well. All righty. Okay, very, very good. We have some offbeat news here to share with you on our offbeat news stack. A British TV host broke a Guinness World Record when he took an electric ice cream van to a top speed of 80 miles per hour. Paddy McGuinness, one of the hosts of the BBC's Top Gear, broke the record for the world's fastest electric ice cream van at the Elvington Airfield in Yorkshire, England. McGuinness's ice cream truck, dubbed Mr. Nippy, was constructed using a 1979 Bedford CF ice cream van, the chassis from a 1980 Land Rover 110, a Tesla running gear drive, and batteries made by Tesla and Mercedes. The van had to have features commonly associated with ice cream vans, including a serving hatch, a cooling system, and the ability to dispense soft serve ice cream. stream. The top speed of 80.04 miles per hour beat the previous record of 73.921 miles per hour, which was set in March by Ed China. So a speedy ice cream van. Yes, you can follow that. You can follow that real quick and get you maybe some vanilla ice cream. Did you ever have the ice cream truck come through your neighborhood? I was always in the country, so we never did. But in town a couple times, we got to see it, and there comes the music, and there comes the ice cream truck. And it was always fun to do to see the ice cream truck. Well, more offbeat news coming at you in just a moment. We have to break here at the bottom of the hour. Appreciate you tuned in today. We are live on this Wednesday afternoon on this November the 4th. 2020, and glad you're on board with us. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. A variety of things to see there, offbeat news and trivia and lots more. We'll be back right after this.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Yes. Indeed, search WWGH under the TuneIn app. You will find us. Sorry about that. My microphone seems to have a little frog in his throat today, and kind of like me. Sometimes when I'm on the air here, get a little frog in my throat. Guess that's why we have a mute button. A Slovakian company shared video of the maiden flight of its flying car, which the firm says it is hoping to bring to the market at some point in 2021. Klein Vision shared video showing off the capabilities of the air car, which transforms from a road vehicle into an aircraft in about 3 minutes. The vehicle features retractable wings, folding tail surfaces, and a parachute deployment system. The test flight took place at the Pestiny Airport in Slovakia in late October. The company said the air car can reach a maximum altitude of 1,500 feet and has a flight range of about 620 miles. Klein Vision says it is hoping to have the proper legal approvals to sell the air car commercially in 2021. The company says it is also working on an amphibious model designed for travel over land, air, and water. Also this, a New York State father took what has become a family tradition to a new level when he built a 50-foot-long pirate ship in his front yard for Halloween. Tony DiMatteo said one of his three children initially requested a Pirates of the Caribbean-themed Halloween a few years ago, leading him to build a small pirate ship in front of the house in Churchville outside Rochester. DiMatteo said he has since been building ships every year for Halloween, and this year's is the biggest yet at 50 feet long and 20 feet tall. I'm a big fan of Halloween, DiMatteo told Vox TV stations. It's been growing bigger and bigger each year. I always try to outdo myself. DiMatteo said this year's ship cost about $3,000 to build and took about a week to assemble. It features a skeleton hanging from the bowsprit, six light-up cannons, a fog machine, and fire blasters. Sounds like a pretty cool thing to see. More trivia coming up in just a moment. First of all, time to find out what happened on this day in history on this November the 4th. 1842, Abraham Lincoln married Mary Todd in Springfield, Illinois. 1846, a patent for an artificial leg was granted to Benjamin Palmer. 1847, Scottish obstetrician James Young Simpson discovered the anesthetic qualities of chloroform. 1880, James and John Ritty patented the first cash register. 1922, in Egypt, Howard Carter discovered the entry of the lost tomb of King Tut. 1924, Nellie T. Ross of Wyoming was elected America's first woman governor so she could serve out the remaining term of her late husband, William B. Ross. 1939, on this date, during World War II, the U.S. modified its neutrality stance with the Neutrality Act of 1939. The new policy allowed cash and carry purchases of arms by belligerents. 1939, at the 40th National Automobile Show, the first air-conditioned car was put on display. 1942, during World War II, Axis forces retreated from El Alamein in North Africa. It was a major victory for the British. And in 1952, on this date, in the United States, the National Security Agency, the NSA, was established. There you go. November the 4th. That's what happened on this day in history, and now you know. Time to get some more people signed up for a chance to win here at 740-383-9944. We're giving away a Dollar Tree gift card today. And also, we're going to throw in a $10 Kroger gift card courtesy of the radio station and operations manager Terry Tackett. In which state did the Salem Witch Trials take place? In which state did the Salem Witch Trials take place? What is the name of the tallest building in New York City? What is the name of the tallest building in New York City? And it's not the Empire State Building. What is the name of the red-headed mermaid in The Little Mermaid story? What is the name of the red-headed mermaid in The Little Mermaid? Where in the United States is the original Coca-Cola factory located? Where in the United States is the original Coca-Cola factory located? 740-383-9944. Call me here if you know. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win here on this Wednesday afternoon. What animal is known for showing off its colorful tail? What animal is known for showing off its colorful tail? Hi, we're on the air.
The World Trade Center?
Yes, the World Trade Center is the tallest in New York City. How are you today?
How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Well, your weather down there is beautiful as it is here in Marion?
Yes.
Yes, it's very, very nice. You've been outdoors doing anything?
Yeah, I'm outside working in the barn right now.
Oh, okay. There you go. Getting things done. Well, I appreciate the phone call, and I'll sign you up for a chance to win, Miss Ashley.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. 4:38 is the time here at WWGH Radio 107.1 on the FM dial, Marion's Talking Place. And I am Nate Redmond, and let's see what we have else to tell you about trivia here. What is the rarest M&M color? What is the rarest M&M color? Can you tell me that? What is the only fruit with seeds on the outside? What is the only fruit with seeds on the outside? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Hi, we're on the air.
The peacock.
The peacock. Yes, that is the animal known for showing off its colorful tail. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Mr. Lucas?
Yep.
All right. How is your day going today?
Good.
Good, good. Are you getting to play outside today?
Yeah.
Good.
With my two old puppies.
Oh, with your puppies. Oh, that's great. Good deal. Well, I will put you in for a chance to win. I thank you for calling, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. All righty, Mr. Lucas right there checking in with us here at WWGH Radio. Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo? Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo? Can you tell me the answer to that one? Hi, we're on the air.
Ariel.
Yes, Ariel. That is the name of the Little Princess and the Little Mermaid. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Is this Miss Allison?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, how's your day going today?
Good.
Good. Did you get to get outside and enjoy the day today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, I will sign you up for a chance to win. Thank you for calling me today. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, very good. Getting some phone calls in here, and we absolutely love to get phone calls. In the story Aladdin, what's the name of the songs that him and Jasmine sing on the magic carpet? In Aladdin, what's the name of the songs that he and Jasmine sing on the magic carpet? I've got two more here on page 3. Paul Harvey used to say that. Now, page 3. There is a sea located between Israel and Jordan. What is it called? There is a sea located between Israel and Jordan. What is it called? 740-383-9944. What was the name of the princess who died in a car accident in 1997? What was the name of the princess who died in a car accident in 1997? And that's the trivia that I have for you for today. That's all I brought with me. Every single question right there. 740-383-9944. If you're one of our regulars out there, feel free to phone in. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you're a newbie, if you've never called before, we would love to hear from you to answer one of these trivia questions. We're giving away a Dollar Tree gift card, and the radio station is giving away a $10 Kroger gift card. So we're giving those away together. I will check with our operations manager during the next break here and see if we're going to do two separate drawings or if we're going to do that together. So you might have an extra chance to win if we do two separate drawings or if we do that together. We'll see. We'll see what he wants to do so far as that goes. Right now, I'm going to invite you to come to our classroom, head down the long hallway, make a right-hand turn, and sit in my socially distanced chairs, because it's time that I've written this week's weird word on the chalkboard. It is the weird word of the week. And this week's weird word, I had trouble pronouncing it from the beginning, but it's Leviathan. Leviathan. L-E-V-I-A-T-H-A-N. Leviathan is a noun. And here's the definition. Any huge marine animal as the whale, or anything of immense size and power as a huge ocean-going ship. It comes from the Middle English. Hi, we're on the air.
Brown.
All right. Brown? Brown is the rarest M&M caller. That is correct. How are you today?
Good.
Good. And is this Mr. Noah?
Yeah.
Well, Noah, how is your day going today? Pretty good?
Good.
Good. All right. Well, I'll sign you up for a chance to win. I appreciate you calling me today, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a good night now, all right?
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. We have to take another break. We'll be right back with more. We will be back, actually, with What's That in the Mailbox? We'll see what somebody sent me this week to answer when we come back with more on Offbeat News and Trivia here on WWGH 107.1 FM.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, and we are back. And hey, I just talked with our operations manager, Mr. Terry Tackett, and we decided to make even more winners. So we're going to do a total of three drawings. We're going to split that $10 gift card in half and make it two fives. So you got my $5 gift card and then two $5 gift cards to Kroger. And so we will do three drawings coming up here at 4:55. So we're going to make three winners. So if you want to call and get in on this and answer a trivia question, feel free at 740-383-9944. It's your station making even more winners, WWGH Radio. What's that in the mailbox? That's what it's time for. And this week we hear from Kenny. And you can email my inbox anytime, by the way, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Kenny says this, "Hey Nate, what is your favorite thing about November?" Well, Kenny, I would, you would probably say that, would guess the first thing I would say would be Thanksgiving. And the Thanksgiving holiday is definitely my favorite because I do enjoy the I do enjoy all the food around Thanksgiving. But in general, I just enjoy the build up to the Christmas season. Generally in November, like this Saturday, weather permitting, my wife and I are going to decorate the outside of our home for Christmas. We already have our Christmas tree up and decorated. We do keep a tree up all year round. We change it with the seasons, but we have it all decorated for Christmas. And we're going to decorate the outside. We do keep white lights on our porch all year round, so I got to change them out to colored Christmas lights this weekend, and then put up my fir tree trim, I guess you call it, on my porch. And then I got a couple other things to put up. So that's what we're doing this Saturday, getting decked up for Christmas. So I do enjoy November because I do enjoy the build up to Christmas. And then during the regular season, when there's no COVID going on, I do enjoy going to the stores for all the sales. Now, I don't generally go necessarily to the big, big sales, but the stuff that they still have on sale after the fact. I'm the person that goes maybe on the Friday after, but in the evening after hopefully everybody is done. But this year looks like we're going to be doing everything online, which is fine with me, because I'll be able to do it from the comfort of my very own home. So there you go, Kenny. That's what my favorite thing is about November. And again, you can send your email to the inbox and get your question here on the air during this segment, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Well, let's see here. We got time for a couple offbeat news stories here. I'll give you one, and then I'll hit my trivia questions again. See if we can get another caller to add to the stack. Again, we're giving away three things. We decided to do it this way. We're giving away a Dollar Tree gift card, and also we're giving away two Kroger gift cards. So 555. That's what we're giving away. $5 gift cards today to three individuals who call in, who have called in so far, and that's in my stack here. And we're just going to make all kinds of winners today. Transportation officials in the Netherlands said no one was injured when a subway train crashed through a barrier and came to rest on a giant sculpture of a whale's tail. The transportation operator in the city of Rotterdam said the subway train jumped the tracks and crashed through buffers on its approach to the De Akers station. Officials said the train would have crashed to the ground about 30 feet below if it hadn't landed atop one of the two whale tail sculptures next to the railroad tracks. The sculpture is appropriately named Save by the Whale's Tail. The company said the operator was the only person on board the train at the time of the crash, and fortunately, he was not injured. It is 4:52. Let's see if we can get a couple more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. See if we can get some new callers in here, some old callers in here. In which state did the Salem witch trials take place? I've been to this location, and the town has kind of a different air about it, I'll tell you that. In which state did the Salem witch trials take place? Where in the United States is the original Coca-Cola factory located? Where in the United States is the original Coca-Cola factory located? What is the only fruit with seeds on the outside? What is the only fruit with seeds on the outside? Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo? Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo? Hi, we're on the air.
Bob, I need to end the show.
All right, Bob, lay it on me.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And Georgia.
And Georgia. Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. You are correct. I thank you. I thank you very much, Bob. All right. Bye-bye. Bob is my cleanup man. He calls me at the end when everybody's done to help me get my trivia questions answered. And so, yes, that's why Bob's a cook. He's a cook and the cleanup man. Yes, indeed. Bob Austin right there. Okay, we've got just about 1 minute to go. So if you're interested in calling and answering one of these trivia questions, you've got time to get in. We're giving away a Dollar Tree gift card and two gift cards to Kroger's. We're doing three drawings coming up. Going to find out who's going to win. Which animal? No, I just said that. In Aladdin, what's the name of the songs that he and Jasmine sing on the magic carpet? There is a sea located between Israel and Jordan. What is it called? And what was the name of the princess who died in a car accident in 1997? 30 seconds left to get through to me here at 740-383-9944. And we'll get you up on the air. Okay. Looks like we might be at the end of our calls here, so let's work with what we've got here and find out who is going to win what. Oh, hey, we've got one more squeezing in here. Let's see who it is. Hi, we're on the air.
That'd be Princess Diana.
Princess Diana, that is correct. Is this Miss Becky?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'm glad you got through here. Appreciate it very much. All right. You having a good day today?
Yes. Have you?
Yes. Yeah. Having a good day today. Enjoying the weather. So, well, you have a good night now, all right?
You too, Nate.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. And that takes it to 4:55 this afternoon. And so we're going to find out who the winners are going to be for these three gift cards. All right. Let's mix everybody up. And here we go. For the Dollar Tree gift card, the winner is Miss April. Miss April, congratulations. You win the Dollar Tree gift card. All righty. And drawing for the first $5 Kroger gift card. We will find out who the winner is on this. And the winner for that is Miss Allison. Miss Allison, congratulations. You win a Kroger gift card. And let's draw for the last one here. Okay, and the winner for the second Kroger gift card is Miss Ashley. Congratulations, Miss Ashley. And thank you very much to everybody that called in today. I appreciate you lighting up my phone lines here at WWGH Radio. And it's always a joy to be with you every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 o'clock here live in studio during this time slot. Of course, if you're hearing this other than Wednesday, we ain't live if you happen to be catching a rerun. But here on Wednesday afternoons on this November the 4th at 4:57, we are live in studio. Glad to be talking to you. Okay, let's see if we can slide in a ladies' corner recipe. I have Southwest egg rolls today. Here is what you need. A half cup of Kraft Classic Ranch dressing. 1/2 cup chopped fresh cilantro divided, 1 1/4 cups chopped cooked chicken, 1 1/2 cups Kraft Mexican style finely shredded 4 cheese, 1 cup canned black beans rinsed, 1 cup frozen corn, 1/2 cup chopped red peppers, 1 teaspoon ground, is it cumin? or cumin. I'm not too familiar with that. I think it's a spice in it. 8 flour tortillas, 8-inch warmed, 1 egg beaten, and 2 tablespoons of oil. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 400 degrees. Mix dressing and 1/4 cup cilantro. Refrigerate until ready to use. Mix remaining cilantro, chicken, cheese, beans, corns, peppers, and cumin. Mix lightly. Spoon chicken mixture down centers of tortillas. Fold in opposite sides of each tortilla, then roll up starting at bottom edge. Brush top edge with egg. Press into egg roll to seal. Place seam sides down on baking dish. Brush with oil. Bake 20 minutes or until golden brown. Cut each diagonally into thirds. Serve with dressing mixture. So if that sounds good, you can go to my Facebook page. Just type in Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a delicious-looking picture. And you, my friend, can get that recipe, copy it off, and make that. And let me know how it is if you do that. Once again, thanks so much for being with us today. My website, RadioNate.webs.com, RadioNate.webs.com. You can find this program for later listening at WWGH1071.com. Just click on Show Archives, and it'll take you right there. You can listen to this show over and over again, as well as other shows that we have done in the past as well. I'll be with you, good Lord willing, in the creek. Don't rise next Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 o'clock for more fun and excitement right back here in Air Chair 1, WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here.